Welcome to the New Leadership Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Ms. Natalie Forrest. Natalie, why don't you take it from here?
I am taking whatever you got. Hello, everybody. Thank you, Tanya. I'm always amazed how you do all of these summits for all of us speakers, where we're allowed to share our insights and hopefully help those who are listening today, tomorrow, and whenever they're ready. So thank you, Tanya, and thank you also to all the other speakers who are on this summit today, which is, of course, about the new leadership, but all the other summits, too. I mean, I know that Odette was talking today, Terry, of course, I believe. There are a number of other really, really good ones coming up after me. I got to point out, of course, Galeed, who I also work with. But please, anybody who's listening, whether you're only listening right now to this one, go to the site and listen to everybody. I can guarantee everybody has some very good insights. And what is most important, all of these people, and of course, including Tanya, are leaders. And as leaders, we're all different. And that's actually good. So I talk normally about leadership in a different way because I don't want to just focus on business or life or your job. To me, leadership is all-encompassing. It's holistic with a W. It's holistic because you need to be a leader all the time or not. And that does not mean that you cannot have moments where you want to just sit down and relax, where you want somebody else to be up front while you're in the back, when you want somebody else to make a decision. In all of that, if you are a leader, you're still a leader. So there are normally perceptions, as I have found out, about what leadership means. And that is probably based on my background in history. I studied history. I got a PhD in history. I've dealt with, I don't know, thousands of people. And whenever in history or in politics or in culture or in society, you talk about leaders or leadership, very often, the first people that come to mind are those who appear to be strong, those who appear to have it all together, those who appear to have very few challenges. And most of all, those who appear in the first line of your Google search. In other words, leaders are often identified by how visible they are. And that relates directly to where some people that I work with run into problems or challenges when they're trying to figure out their purpose. In this time frame that we're living on, so many of us are blinded or sidelined. Maybe that's the better word, sidelined by the public persona, the public image. So the idea that just because somebody's on a billboard or somebody's consistently on TV, therefore they're a leader and therefore there must be an important leader, is actually, based on analysis and fact, not always the case. Very often, the leaders are actually those who prefer the background. The leaders are those who enjoy seeing others fly and helping others strengthen their wings. Now, of course, the question in that is, how can you do that? How can you do that if you're supposedly a leader? And that goes down to, what do you value? And most of all, do you value yourself? So if you're thinking about it, take a moment and just think to yourself, or write it down if you have something to write. What do you think are leadership skills? What are the most important things that, in your mind, a leader should have in their character? You see, leaders are not always good people. And I have to point that out because very often when I have that conversation about leaders, it's really, well, he must be a good person. But then you look at Time magazine throughout history, and sometimes they have people on there like man of the year, person of the year. And you're wondering, why would they have this person on there? They're mean. They're brutal. That's because they're leaders. So leadership does not always mean a good person. That's number one. But there's one thing that all of those leaders tend to have in common. And that is very simple. They're always themselves. They're always true to themselves, and they're always in full integrity with who they are. In other words, they're authentic. You may like them, you may not like them. It doesn't matter. They are who they are, and they rarely make excuses for it. So that's why I talk about leadership in the way that I do. Leadership has one main and one primal requirement, and that is that you are you. So being you allows you to be a leader. And being you allows you to help others be leaders as well. The key difference here is that true leaders, those who help others spread their wings, those who see your potential before you see it. And I know we have some on this call listening to this. What we all have in common is that we know ourselves. When you know yourself, you know your strengths. You know your weaknesses. You know where you can shine and where you need somebody else to shine. In order to admit that, and in order to know yourself, of course, you need to love yourself and have confidence. You see, we all have potential, and we all have the potential to be leaders. And yet, in the world we live in, it is often easier, much easier, so much easier just to be like everybody else, to be a leader like everybody else, dress that way, say those things, and then appear on TV. And always, of course, be in the limelight. And yet, if you're really looking at what leaders do, grassroots movement leaders, for example, they don't always lead from the front. They help to organize. They help to catapult an issue forward. And they help in order to create something new, to create something better. And in my words, to create something revolutionary. And if you're thinking about that way, then you begin to realize that we all have a purpose. We know that. So that means that if you feel that there's an issue that really needs attention, you can start talking about it. Now, you talk about it the way that you are. There are some arguments, some facts, some positions you need to look at from other people, of course. Otherwise, you can't make an argument. And then you gather the people who can support you in that movement, in achieving whatever goal you're setting. When you do that, you now have a grassroots movement, and you're leading the people. But if there's a scientist who knows stuff better, like I'm thinking about any kind of issue, then you let the scientists talk. If it's something about technology and you're not really into computers, you let that technology expert talk. And most important, you don't hesitate to admit that that is not your strength. So, for example, to make it a little plainer and a little more personable, out of nowhere, I was offered the position of a CEO for a company. And I was wondering because the company really creates software. It creates software for businesses, for consultants, for business service providers. I mean, it helps people like you and I, entrepreneurs. But I was blown away when I was asked because I'm not a techie. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand computers. I know how to work certain things. I know how to use pretty much everything in my vehicle, on my telephone, to some degree on the TV as well. But I'm not a techie. I don't necessarily enjoy everything that goes into technology. But they asked me. And part of what I realized is that the visionary of that company, he's got all the technical expertise. He doesn't need somebody else coming in with technical expertise, but he needed some of the stuff that I have. And one of that is, of course, the leadership piece. The other piece is the way that I think, my analytical skills. And so now I'm in a leadership role with that company, and it came out of nowhere. And I know myself well enough that I can say on a call, well, so-and-so, you take this on because that's your playground. And these things need to go over to X because he knows how to create all of the wireframes and all of that. I can use the terminology. I know what it means. But do I want to get down and dirty with it? No. That's not my fun. So even though I'm the official leader, everybody else has a leadership role too. And everybody else is allowed to be themselves. And that is key. So in order to revolutionize leadership, in order to allow yourself to be you, it does actually take a little revolution, and that revolution begins with leadership of self through self-love in life, business, and anywhere else. So you need to know yourself. You need to accept yourself fully and entirely. And you need to especially know that you have a reason for being here and doing what you're doing. If you're coming from that perspective, you can lead from a point of strength, confidence, and, dare I say, love. And that's crucial. The love piece is crucial. Because love, in this instance, means that you respect everybody else for who they are, how they do things, and the way that they see the world. You understand that they also have a reason for being there. And in the end, the reason why I talk about these things is because for too long, way too long, have we been trying to, meaning society, we have been trying to do things on our own, especially in the United States. For some reason, there's this old ideology of individualism that has at times been taken to a new level. And in that new level, it's as if everybody needs to fend for themselves. They need to lead their own lives by themselves. They need to lead their family by themselves. They need to lead their job by themselves. They need to lead their businesses by themselves. And to some degree, of course, you need to create the business that is right for you. And please, please don't cookie cutter. Go, don't do that. And 95% of the times, it is not working. So do what you're here to do and then get the help you need. what that requires, and this is why I talk about love and confidence and strength, is an also an understanding that there is enough for everybody, and there are enough people who can contribute to your success as you can contribute to their success. When you come from that place, and only when you come from that place, can you truly begin to collaborate. And collaboration is what we need. If 9 of us are working towards the same goal, what sense does it make that we're all leading ourselves, leading a small group of people towards that goal, but we're all not communicating with one another? In other words, if you're looking at the Public Speaker Association, at what Tanya is doing with and for us, everybody in this group is a speaker. And it appears that everybody in this group understands that we are all needed so that we can share a summit like this, and we can speak what we believe in and the insights we have gained and the expertise we like to impart on you without fear of each other. We don't fear each other because we know who we are. We know what we stand for. And so Tanya can open this platform up for us because she doesn't always need to be in the limelight. She wants everybody to get what they need. So everybody listening who's not a member of PSA and not a speaker, just looking for some advice on how can I be a better leader. She knows that everybody needs different things. And sometimes it's different content, and sometimes it's just a different way of addressing it. So without any fear, she allows for collaboration. That means there's leadership right there. And I invite you to now look at your own life, because I started out by saying that leadership is holistic with a W. So if leadership is holistic, you need to look at every part of your life. Are you leading in every part of your life? If you want to be successful in business, you need to be successful at home. One does not work without the other. Yes, there are plenty of people who are workaholics, and very often their home life is not that fulfilling. Or people who have a home life that is not fulfilled go out and try to find success someplace else. It's almost like the very commonly used wheel of life. Every aspect needs to be in order. So look at yourself. Are you leading yourself? That includes leading yourself in health. You might need to revolutionize that one if you're not exercising at all. And I'm not a gym person, but I do walk and I do a little bit of yoga. And instead of sitting at the computer all day, because I have to do a lot of driving, I actually stand in front of my computer and, you know, I do little exercises while I'm on the computer. So what about your health? Are you leading yourself to good health? Are you leading yourself in good finances? What's your credit score? Do you know? Do you have a budget? I don't have a budget per se, but I know what I have and what I can spend. So are you leading yourself to happiness and success in your budget, in your finances? What about your family? Are you listening to others? Are you ensuring that everybody gets what they need and has what they need, including yourself? Because it's not just about everybody else getting what they need. It's also about you getting what you need. Are you taking time out? Are you leading yourself to relaxation? Education. Are you leading yourself to a good education, a successful education? Are you happy with that? And now let's move into work. Are you happy with and successful in the work that you are doing? The work can be a job, an official job. The work can be at home. The work can be running a business. Are you happy with that? Are you successful in that? And then you look at how does it all come together? If you feel stressed at times, then you're probably not successful in all areas, which also means that somewhere there, you're not fully being yourself. I did mention earlier that leadership does not mean you always need to be up front. So when you're not feeling well, are you still up front leading, or are you letting somebody else lead? In your family, are you giving your family members wings to fly? In business, are you letting your employees, if you are an entrepreneur, take the lead on certain projects? Do you trust them? And if you have a job, are you sharing and letting others take the limelight? Where are you leading is the next question. Where are you leading yourself and others to? And that, in my mind, is the trickiest of all. Because I've been giving you a couple of examples of what to look for now. And in that, I use the term happiness and the term success. And these are not predefined. You see, leadership is about you being you. So most important of all, while you are being you, exploring who you are, what your purpose is, what your potential is, what are the things you care about that you want to create, you also need to really, really pay attention to all aspects of yourself. You need to pay attention to where am I leading and why. So where are you leading? That has to be your decision. You are the one who needs to lead the definition of happiness and success. It is not the same for everybody. And if you're in business, there's a difference between success and sustainability. I'm not talking about sustainability. I'm talking about success. And I need you to revolutionize all of your thinking. I need you to revolutionize your leadership. I need you to revolutionize all that you know by being you and setting your own success identification. Stop going by what other people tell you. You don't need a seven-figure income that you don't know what to do with and you're losing your life over. What does success mean to you? What does happiness mean to you? A friend of mine gave me that question this morning as a little text message. We talk a lot on text. And the question is, what are you looking forward to most for this day? My answer was simple. Seeing my girl smile. It's simple, and it is yet so profound. Because I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I'm doing it in Frank Sinatra's ways, my way. And that's what you need to do. You need to revolutionize everything that everybody has tried to tell you you need to do. Take a good look at it, refine yourself, and then be true to who you are. Because in the end, this is the only life you have. Lead it with love, confidence, and strength. Reclaim your power if you need to, and live it your way. That's the revolution that I work with on people. We all need to live our lives our way, and it is better if we're true leaders who operate from authenticity and from love and understand that there is enough for everybody so I can collaborate and bring in other people and let them fly too. because after all, it's one world we all live in. And it requires us to be ourselves. That's why we're here. And I hope that all made sense, because I really just want you all to be you and stop trying to be somebody else just because they appear to be more successful, happier, or more in the limelight. Leadership starts at home. That's why very often people who take care of the house are the true leaders. So what's your house? And I will leave it at that, Tanya.